There may be more meningitis cases in Southern California that are connected to the Tijuana cluster. KPBS reporter Susan Murphy tells us health officials are urging San Diego County schools and residents to be vigilant.
Tijuana's 18 cases of meningitis and 6 deaths are triple what the city typically sees in a year. In San Diego County, there's an average of 9 cases per year. Last week, a 39-year-old San Diego man died. A 1-year-old child is recovering after being hospitalized last month. Steve Waterman is lead for the Center for Disease Control's U.S.-Mexico unit. He says there are more meningitis cases in Southern California connected to the Tijuana cluster going back to last November and December.
So right now there's actually 13 cases that are considered possibly part of this cluster in San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Bernardino counties.
Waterman says the Southern California strains match, but data results from Mexico have not yet been confirmed.
There are a fair number of strains. This is a new strain that hasn't typically been seen in Southern California.
Health officials are urging 42 school districts in San Diego County to educate staff and parents about the symptoms of meningitis. The warning comes as many families are planning spring break trips to Mexico.
It isn't at the level where the Mexicans are recommending special vaccination campaigns, nor would we in the United States, but it's still concerning.
The last case in Tijuana occurred last week and the person died over the weekend. The disease is not highly contagious and is spread through close contact, like sharing a cup or kissing. Symptoms of meningitis include fever, intense headache, and a stiff neck. A meningitis vaccination is recommended for youth ages 11 to 18. Susan Murphy, KPBS News.